Thank you for bringing us headlines, Vaughn. Lagos, how will you vote on Saturday? How will Lagos vote on Saturday? There's still one more stop on the road to 2023, so we're still talking elections during the Big Hard Facts this week. And today's Big Hard Fact is that it's exactly 4 days until the governorship and National Assembly elections. So this Saturday, knock on wood, every state will choose its new House of Assembly, and 28 of those states, including Lagos, will choose a governor. So today, let's talk about 9 political parties endorsing Sanwo-Olu for a second term. And then let's talk about the Guba candidates that you have heard from here in Lagos. But first, let's talk about Rhodes Vivor's promises for his first 100 days in office. Badibo Rhodes Vivor has unveiled his plan for his first 100 days in office if he is elected governor. Now, I'm going to list some of these 100-day promises. And Lagos, you are the one who lives in Lagos. So you're the one who's going to tell me whether these things that he has listed in his manifesto are desirable. And if they are feasible, do you think these things are good ideas? Do you think that they are achievable? We're going to go sector by sector. First, there's governance and finances. GRV says that he'll cancel Alpha Beta's contract with the Lagos state government. He estimates that this action alone will save the government 5 billion naira a month in payments to the company. He's also promising to set up a portal where Lagosians can view the cost of every government project. He says the portal will let the public compare these costs to World Bank benchmarks. He has also promised to tear down all toll gates in Lekki, Ajah, and Ikoyi. Now, remember that the current state government has tried to resume collecting tolls because the current state government says that the loans to build the Lekki-Ekpe Expressway still have not been paid back. Also, remember, Lagos, that I have asked the LCC to tell us what the balance is and how much they generate from the toll gates every month and how long it would take at that rate to repay the loans. And I've gotten no answer. Now, GRV is saying that he'll tear down the toll gates. So the question becomes, can he make that promise without knowing how much is left to pay back? Or does he believe that LCC has already collected enough revenue to repay those loans? Still on the toll gate, GRV says he will erect a monument in his first 100 days to the peaceful protesters killed at the Lekki toll gate massacre. So that's for that. Now let's talk about the economy and employment. GRV says that he will make he will take the saved revenue from the Alpha Beta contract and use it to set up a loan scheme for micro, small and medium enterprises. He says that the scheme could benefit 1 million businesses in his first term, but in his first 100 days, he'll give loans to at least 10,000 beneficiaries. By the way, Lagos, 5 billion naira a month is 60 billion naira a year. That's 240 billion naira in one term. If you use all that money to give 1 million business loans, it comes to 240,000 naira per business. But of course, that's before administrative costs, but it's also before any interests or dividends that could accrue to the fund. Do you think that 240,000 naira loans to small businesses is a good idea? Do you see any feasibility issues with this? Do you think the Lagos State Government under Rhodes Vivor will be able to give out 10,000 of those loans in 100 days? Still on the economy, GRV is promising to raise the minimum wage for government workers to 60,000 naira. He also says that he'll set up an incentive system to convince private companies to choose full-time employment contracts instead of casualization. Casualization is when a company hires contract staff or part-time staff, or contract staff and part-time staff instead of full employment. Companies do this to keep costs down and avoid paying benefits, but of course workers don't like it. But since jobs are scarce, beggars cannot be choosers. Now Rhodes Vaiva is promising that in his first 100 days he'll offer corporations like telcos and oil companies a tax break on payee to convince them to give out more full-time contracts. Do you think this will work, or will the companies say that payee tax cuts are not enough? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Now, remember that Sanwo-Olu made some promises when he was campaigning. He had some 100-day promises, especially in the transport sector. He also, made a lot of, this is what I'm going to do. And when push came to shove, it wasn't. Now, Rhodes Vaiva also says that he will sign an MOU with all road transport unions to develop a retraining and rehabilitation plan and a plan to get Agberos off the road. In his first 100 days, he says that he'll invite bids to design and construct 100 kilometers of railway across the state. So that's how many sectors have we gone to now? So he made a sector. He talked about governance and finance. He talked about economy and employment, talked about transport. He also talked about education. Yes, he said in his first 100 days, he's promising to launch a scheme to hire 10,000 teachers with first class or 2-1. He says it's part of a plan to make public school teaching a middle class profession. And then still on public schools, he says that in his first 100 days, he'll host a summit to get partnerships to raise the standards of public schools. These are some of Baribo Rhodes Vaiva's promises for his first 100 days in office, if he's elected governor. And like I asked at the beginning of the show, I'm asking again, do you think these are good ideas? Do you think they are achievable? Are they good ideas? Are they achievable? Are they desirable? Are they feasible? Women, call me on 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good evening. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
This is Felix. I'm calling from Papa.
Felix, talk to me. Are these good ideas? Are they achievable?
The idea is good and they're achievable. But are you sure? Even if he wins, are they going to give him?
What do you mean?
Because of what we experienced last election.
Mm.
Because, for example, I'm expecting that him and the PDP can be supposed to come together to make sure they deliver the legislation from this body. But seeing both of them are going a separate way, are you sure he's going to win? That's my question. Thank you very much.
Felix, that's not a question I can answer. That's a question that only voters can answer. If voters like him, if voters want to see him in Alausa, voters are going to have to show up in their numbers to make sure that he gets the highest votes. Because if he doesn't get the highest votes, he doesn't win. So if voters like his ideas, if voters prefer him to the other candidates on the ballots, voters are the only ones who can ensure he wins. That's not up to me to answer, because number one, I'm not a Babalawo. Number two, I'm not a pastor. Number three, I'm not INEC. Number four, I know they see vision. 99.3, hello.
Sandra Adama, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Juliet from Aja.
Juliet, are these good ideas? Are they achievable?
Yes, Sandra, too much promises is not good.
Okay.
He would have just picked one or two. This is APC school. I will do school in 100 days. Not you touch this one. Just give us one. They are good ideas, but one at least I know that you can do one or two. Not so many things. At the end of the day, you cannot even do one. Well done.
Okay. Juliet says, too many things. Give us one or two. It seems unachievable. 99.3. Hello.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
How are you?
I'm okay.
My name is Ogechi. I'm calling you from Lekki.
Ogechi, talk to me. Good ideas? Mm-hmm. Achievable?
Yeah. They are good.
Okay.
They are achievable.
Okay.
And he will win.
Oh.
DRC got my vote.
Okay. Okay.
God's willing.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Again, if you just tuned in, JRV says that he'll cancel Alpha Beta's contract with the Lagos State Government. He estimates that this action alone will save the government 5 billion naira every month. He promises to set up a portal where Lagosians can view the cost of every government project. That's an interesting thing because the current Lagos State Government and the previous administrations of at the helm of affairs at in Lagos have been very non-transparent when it comes to Lagos State's finances. So to hear a Guba candidate say, oh, we're going to publish the cost of every government project, interesting stuff. He also promised to tear down all toll gates in Lekki, Aja, and Ikoyi. He says he will erect a monument there to the peaceful protesters killed at the Lekki toll gate massacre. Then he says that the money he saves from terminating the contract with Alpha Beta, he'll use it to set up a loan scheme for micro, small, and medium enterprises. That scheme should benefit 1 million businesses in his first term. But in his first 100 days, he wants to give a loan to at least 10,000 beneficiaries. And I did the math for you. And I'm asking you if you think 240,000 naira loans to small businesses is a good idea. Are there feasibility issues with this? Do you think the Lagos State Government under Rhodes Viva will be able to give out 10,000 of those loans in 100 days? Then he said that he's going to increase minimum wage for government workers to 60,000 naira and also incentivize private companies to choose full-time employment instead of casualization of staff. Then for transport, he says he'll sign an MOU with road transport unions so that they can develop a retraining and rehabilitation plan and a plan to get agueros off the road. And then he says that he'll invite bids to design and construct 100 kilometers of railway across the state. He also talks about education in his first 100 days. He says that he's going to launch a scheme to hire 10,000 teachers with first class, with 2-1, so that public school teaching can be attractive to the middle class. And then he also says that in his first 100 days, he'll host a summit to get partnerships to raise the standards of public schools. These are some of the things he's promising to do in the first 100 days if he's elected. Do you think that they are good ideas? Do you think they're desirable? Do you think they're achievable? Do you think they're feasible? Are there feasibility issues with these things that he has listed? 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
Oh, fine. Good evening. Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Ed.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. I heard all you read out.
Mm.
So, he's biting more than he can chew. He's going, he's running faster than something he can do.
Mm.
Faster than his leg.
Mm.
Like that lady said, let him choose a few things that he will be able to carry out.
Mm.
So, doing all this, all his promises, it's all what we've had before agreeing to follow him.
Mm.
Promise or no promise, we are going to vote for him.
Okay.
So, he should calm down so that he can promise what he can actually do.
Okay.
So, that is my take. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Joy.
Joy, welcome. Talk to me.
It is possible.
Okay.
You know, say when people are still bad for so long, they will say good cannot take place. Like the time of Elijah, when he said a bag of rice will be sold for a shekel. He said the city keeper, gatekeeper, say it can never happen. I say, okay, don't worry. You will see that you will not eat from it. So
It is possible. Did you know how much that entered this Lagos? It is possible. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. 99.3. Hello. Good to have you on the show. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello. Okay. Give me a call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. Good evening. What's your name, ma'am? Hello. Hey. I can hear you. Yes. Now I can hear.
Yeah, this is Rita from VI. So I just want to touch on a couple of things.
Okay.
So let me start with the toll gate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so with the toll gate, we don't know how much is left, but I want to believe that there can always be a payment plan.
Okay.
Then, but my own concern will be the staff. I mean, putting on a HR hat now, I'm thinking, why would I want to change employ people? I mean, from contract, I know the benefits I get, to permanent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's payee and enough incentive.
Incentive. Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, yeah, and then from public education, my concern now is on cost. So where is all that money going to come from? I know that, yes, there are so many questions that Lagos State generates a lot of revenue, but how do you intend to raise teachers' fee to be, you know, up to middle class? We're all saying that the middle class is almost invisible in Nigeria right now. So, yes, there are good plans. They are good on paper, but in as much as it's good to have short-term goals, but 100 days enough? I mean, yeah, so that's just my thoughts on it. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Oh, Sandra.
Yes.
Beautiful, God bless you.
Okay.
Yeah, it is possible to achieve it in 100 days.
Okay.
Before, I've worked in Anausa before.
Okay.
With my brother.
Okay.
See, let me tell you the fact, Lagos State have the money. If they increase the salary of the workers, Lagos State, by 60,000, 100% okay. Lagos State have the money.
Okay.
The way it's stated, it can achieve it.
Okay.
The way it's going to do it is there for him already.
Okay.
It's just to block all those areas that are embezzling Lagos State money. Once you block those ones, then you can achieve it. He's an architect. I'm not a politician. He's an architect. He can redesign the Lagos State from where they are stealing the Lagos State money. Acquire it. Are you getting me now? In terms of the school, the education, he can partner with all those companies like Cadbury, like Coca-Cola, like Indomie Company to monitor all those schools, you know, instead of them to pay tax to Lagos State, they can use more of those money to fund the school, to bring all the school up.
Okay.
Are you getting me now? A lot of strategies that we can use to develop this Lagos State is there for us. But some people, cabals in Lagos State, gather themselves, acquire the wealth of Lagos State. Imagine, look at the world war somebody did. Employ a lot of graduate students to the NSC neighborhood safety corps and the clean Lagos State, what they call it, or landscape. They eradicate those landscapes because of selfishness, because of greediness. Look at the way he employed people in neighborhood. Up to now, they are still enjoying. No Katrina, baby, they are politicians. He employed them there, and they are enjoying now. A lot of graduate students, they are still looking for work now. These people, they refuse to employ them. They use political to run this Lagos State. Why? Hausa, Igbo, Yoruba before. My father works in General Hospital. No Hausa, no Igbo. They work together. No tribal. Let me just cut it off.
Okay.
Sandra.
All right.
I don't want to be annoying.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let me quickly go to WhatsApp and see the messages we have there. I've got this one from Andrew from Osapa. Andrew says, people who say GRV is promising too many things may be too young to remember Latif Jakonde's first 100 days. People are no longer used to good governance. They are used to governors who spend 20 years to build a few kilometers of metro rail. If you assess all GRV's 100-day promises, the only one that requires a lot of money are the minimum wage hike and the MSME credit scheme. But let's look at the other promises critically. They don't even cost money. These things can be done in parallel. Andrew from Osapa, thank you for your message. All right, we've got more messages here. Paul Idemudia from Surulere says, if GRV can block all the leakages and the black hole that Lagos money goes into, he will more than achieve these targets and even exceed them within the specified period. All right. We've got Mayomi Oluwaseyi from Ota, who said, says, I think GRV is going a little bit faster than he should be. The minimum wage aspect is not possible, and the alpha beta aspect looks to me like a witch hunt, and 100 days is a little bit short. But it's good to be ambitious, but other plans are highly possible. All right. Thank you very much, Mayomi Oluwaseyi in Ota, for your message. This one here is from Toby in Ojo. Toby says, Nigerians have had mediocre people in power that we are, that we've been subjected to anyhowness. All that he has mentioned is achievable. If we have serious minds in government, each sector can work at its own pace. He won't be everywhere. Just set up the right team and leverage on technology. Remember, na technology tech savvy governor you want to employ you. All right, Toby. Toby, thank you for your message. Martins in Surulere says, these are wonderful and very much achievable. Lagos has the enablement, which is funds. It would bring about true federalism. Okay, all right. Let's take this message from Dare. Dare is in Shangotedo, and he says, I guess you made some mistakes. He did not say he will achieve all the manifestos in 100 days. He never said he will construct railways in his first 100 days. I didn't say he said that, for instance. I think maybe you made a mistake in what you were hearing when you were listening to me. I didn't say construct these railways. I said that he will invite bids to design and construct 100 kilometers of railway across the state. That means a very specific thing. Okay. Albert says, I commend his paperwork, but how would you pull down Tollgate, which is a high-income venture belonging to the state? I thought he should have ensured that the income would be properly deployed to boost state income. Albert, thank you for your message. Well, like I said, the Tollgate is a source of pain for a few people here in Lagos, because the current state government has tried to has shied away, essentially, not even tried, has just essentially shied away from being transparent about the finances, you know, from that toll gate. Because remember that they say that the Lekki Epe Expressway still haven't paid back what it's owing to LCC. And when I asked LCC, okay, tell us how much the balance is, tell us how much you make every month, tell us how long it would take to repay, so that when we calculate how much the balance is and how much you make every month, they simply said, I don't know. We're not going to answer that question, you know. So if it's a source of income for the state, why is the state reluctant to share exactly how much that income is, how much of the loan is left to repay? Why is it at the same rate? In fact, it has even increased from when it was first built, the toll gates, that is. If we've paid off the loans and you want to keep it as a source of income generation for the state, why not reduce the tolls? Why are the tolls at the same rate, even increased in rate, since when it was first built? But again, these are questions that the Lagos State Government should be answering for itself, but the Lagos State Government doesn't really like to answer questions now, does it? Let's come back to the phone lines. Do we have time to come back to the phone lines? No, we don't. So let me take messages some more from WhatsApp. You can also send us messages on Facebook. So let's take a look there and see if we have messages there. Abdul Karim Classic says, if he cancels Alpha Beta's contract, he should tell us how he's going to generate revenue. Okay. Alpha Beta doesn't generate revenue for the state now, does it? It's a payment company. It's a payment processor. Okay. I guess they pay taxes, but you know, if they are a business in Lagos, they're still going to pay taxes anyway, right? We've got Taufika Deni, who says, I love GRV's master plan. I just hope he's able to fulfill his promises. Okay. We've got Anthony Patrick, who says, I've lost that message now. Okay. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, no, hold on. I've got 1 minute, so I can take more messages very quickly. Okay, very quickly. Woo-hoo-hoo. Sam from Magodo says, it is achievable. I believe he has an idea of how much Lagos makes every month. So with that, he knows how to spread the funds. Lagos needs speedy transformation. It has been too slow for some time. Okay. Harry from Yaba says, Sandra, Nigerians are used to mediocrity. What does it take to give out loans if the money is there? Ask those loan apps how many loans they give out in a day. As for the minimum wage increase, it should be realized that it would only involve Lagos State civil servants, not nationwide. So no problem there. Employment of teachers with our current unemployment in a week, he'll do that employment. All right. Harry from Yaba with that message. Okay. I'm out of time. Let me take a break. When we come back from this break, 9 political parties in Lagos have endorsed Sanwo-Olu. The parties are under the banner of ARPP, the Alliance of Registered Political Parties. I'll tell you which ones after the break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info, Lagos. 9 political parties here have endorsed Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu. The parties are under the banner of ARPP, the Alliance of Registered Political Parties. That's what they're called. These parties are Young Progressives Party, YPP, Action Democratic Party, ADP, Action People's Party, APP, Zenith Labour Party, ZLP, Allied People's Movement, APM, National Rescue Movement, NRM, New Nigeria People's Party, NMPP, Social Democratic Party, SDP, People's Redemption Party, PRP. Now, out of these 9 parties, only 2 of them do not have a Guba candidate. So, APM and PRP. The other 7 all have Guba candidates. And of those 7 candidates, 4 of them have come out to say, yes, they're stepping down for Sanwo-Olu. They are Adeyemi Abiola of APP, Adenikpebi Mode Adekunle of ZLP, Ishola Bamidele of ADP, and Wasiu Ajayi of YPP. So we still need to hear from Olarenwaju Jim Kamal of the NMPP, Braithwaite Ishola of the NRM, and Taufik Uthman of the SDP. Do they agree with the positions that their party is taking, or do they not? Are they also stepping down for Sanwo-Olu, or have their parties betrayed them? We're waiting to hear. Another candidate has also stepped down for Sanwo-Olu. That's Fumi Kukoluyi of the APM. We also, of course, don't have the other 3 big opposition candidates stepping down. You know, none of the big 3 opposition candidates have stepped down. I'm talking about Olajide Adedirong of the PDP, that's Jando, Gbadebo Rhodes Viva of LP, GRV, and Funsho Doherty of the ADC. Speaking of Funsho Doherty, I'll be interviewing him at 6 p.m. today. So tune in right here on Nigeria Info. We're doing this in conjunction with EIE. EIE is enough is enough. But yes, so you have those big 3. They've not stepped down. They're still in the race, but you have 7 of them who have stepped down, and 9 political parties in Lagos who have endorsed Sanwo-Olu. Their alliance, the ARPP, gave their reason for endorsing Sanwo-Olu, and their reason is, quote, we reached this decision sequel to our thorough analysis of all the good works and rapid development in Lagos State. We cannot sacrifice the various landmark achievements of the present administration scattered all over the state on the altar of bitter politicking. The governor's consistency as a progressive Democrat is worthy of due commendation and continuity. We observed at a close range his energetic campaign through the nooks and crannies of the state. It is worthy of note that he literally saved the country from the scourge of COVID-19 through proactive measures that underscored his responsive and responsible attributes. Among others, massive road construction, investments in education, healthcare services, the environment, youth empowerment, tourism, public transportation, housing, science, and technology need to be consolidated during his second term, end quote. So Lagos, over to you. What do you think about these reasons? Do you agree with the ARPP that Sanwo-Olu's achievements as governor are enough to earn him a second term? So again, the specifics that ARPP mentioned, this alliance of political parties, you know, like I said, they're calling themselves the, let me get where I wrote that thing down. They're calling themselves the Alliance of Registered Political Parties. So again, they listed the way he handled COVID, the way Governor Sanwo-Olu handled COVID, road construction in Lagos, investment in education, investment in healthcare, empowerment of youth, the environment, public transportation, housing, and tourism. Do you agree that Governor Sanwo-Olu has done very well in all these sectors and has done well enough to deserve a second term? 01465-7190. Do you believe that these endorsements will make a difference on Saturday? Do these parties, these candidates, do they have any political influence, any political weight? WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And yes, you can talk to me about the promises from GRV for his first 100 days in office. You can still talk to me about that as well. Hello, thanks for calling us. Hello,
hello.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
What's your name?
My name is C.
Okay, good to have you on the show. Go ahead, please.
And they are only registered political parties.
Okay.
They don't have followers. Nobody's following them.
Okay.
They just gather themselves together.
Mm-hmm.
They begin to, because they don't have people who are following them.
Okay.
They want to queue up to see what they can get from Sanwo-Olu.
Okay.
Which place is the education and technology they're talking about? What did they do during the COVID-19? Even the place they had the thing in COVID-19, the people who had accident along the railway crossing in Ikeja, they couldn't find where to place them. They took them to Lagos Unified Teaching Hospital. There was even no space because I was there too about 2 weeks ago. There was no space. So which is all these things they are just, he has done the much he can do. By Saturday, everybody who has clear conscience in this Lagos, anyone who lives here, who has seen what's been going on here, I think the FPC should just go and pipe down. Let's try another group and see what happens.
Okay.
I think we should all be going to GRV.
Okay.
He will do well.
Okay. All right. C, thank you very much for calling. C, 99.3. Hello.
Yeah, hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Kelvin. I'm calling from my solo area.
Talk to me, Kevin.
All right, Sandra. You see, my take on this issue regarding the governor or whatever he has done in the state, you know, there are some areas I feel the government are not really looking into. What about people that work in private organization? What is the government doing about them? For instance, people that work in, let's assume, hotels now. The condition of services, does it get to them? Do you know the conditions, the condition the management gives to the staffs? You people, at times people don't even know all those things. The government does not go into those areas. People that work in factories, what did the government do about them? Do you know, I get to a state whereby there are some people that collect 20,000 naira per month. What did the government are doing about all those things? They're talking about come and vote, come and vote, come and vote. Even if you come out to vote, what difference does it make? For the past 4 years now, the Sanwo-Olu administration, what have they really done? They have not really done anything. To my own take, to my own observation, because there are a lot of people that all their life is working in private organizations. They don't even know anything that calls the dividend of democracy or whatever. Or they don't even know all those things. So, I mean, I'm just feeling that even if you go to vote, whatever it is, if they want to rig it, they'll still rig it. That's just what I just felt. It's not, if people really want to vote, people want a good government. But private organization, what is the government really doing about those people working? I don't know human beings as well. They are human beings now. So they should please look into that.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hello. Okay. Call us back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name?
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Am I on to Sunrise quickly?
Yes, please. What's your name?
Yeah. Please, my name is Nonye from Ikorodu. Can I touch on the protest against protesters?
No, we've passed that stage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
This is Felix calling back.
Felix calling back. Ah, Felix, people have not called in now. You are calling back. Let's hear from new people now. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name?
Sandra, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Austin, calling from Lekki.
Yes, Austin, talk to me.
I think those are political parties that endorse Sanwo-Olu. They don't have electoral value.
Okay.
They don't have electoral value.
Okay.
They have less followers.
Okay.
Come to think of it, someone who committed at Lekki Tollgate, he couldn't stand tall and defend the youth. Now he's seeking the vote of the youth vote on Saturday. He will never get it. If anybody is telling you that he fought against COVID, which COVID? What about the food that belongs to the masses that he hoarded? His government hoarded and people couldn't get food. And now he's going about canvassing, gallivanting, seeking for people to vote. Saturday, we will pay him at the post. And other of his state assembly, we'll pay them at the post. Thank you and God bless you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
I'm fine. This is Alex on the line.
Alex, talk to me.
Yeah. Yes, I think GRV is able to achieve those things. You know, this guy is a tech guy. Okay. It's because we in our own time, I think we're used to analog. These are tech people.
Okay.
How long does it take you to remove toll gate or to erect toll gate? Does it take you time? Removing a ground, does it take you time? Is it thing that will take you years?
Okay.
Or removing this alphabet of a thing that they collect money and then they use it, they collect money and they give it to Baba Sokwe somebody somewhere. These are the money that Lagosians need. This money that if GRB collect this money and then is devoted to all this, like we are going to be saying transparently, it's going to work.
Okay.
Lagos State is, you know, generating a whole lot.
Okay.
So if this money has been generated and has been used for the purpose for which they are meant for, everybody will enjoy. But there are some people collecting this money, stacking it somewhere for election purposes, and the masses are dying, suffering. Nothing. Look at what happened during the train crash. No space, no bed. What they're supposed to have done during the COVID-19, they use those purpose to siphon money and just money. I don't know where they're carrying this money to. And people are dying every day. Somebody will be sitting down there. Somebody who is an analog brain will be telling us that somebody who is in tech, these are the things they do. Look at young people ruling the whole world, bringing out things. And we're so used to all these old people. And these old people are not giving us anything better. So let's just put our vote somewhere. Let's change our mindset. Not so Baba somewhere and Baba giving and putting back. The reason why the state is not working because there's another Baba somewhere collecting these things and just trying to be a good boy to one Baba. So if there's no Baba anywhere, the guy will do well and then develop the state. Thank you, my dear Sandra. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Alex, for calling and goodbye. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name?
Yeah, is this Sandra?
This is Sandra. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Toby, calling from Moway.
Toby from Moway, talk to me.
Yes. Concerning what your caller said, the two callers before you, about him, about Sanwo-Olu not doing anything about COVID-19. Well, I would say Sanwo-Olu actually took the forefront as what the federal government should have done. He really tried. I wouldn't lie to you. In fact, I would say that he has really tried. I wouldn't lie to you. All right. Then concerning the issue of what do you call it, the other things. Well, I believe that they tried their best to see reasons that okay, yes, they might not have much followers. here, mm-hmm. but at least they see reasons that, okay, Sanwo-Olu has really done somewhere. Let us just try and give him a chance. I'm not a fan of Sanwo-Olu.
Mm.
I wouldn't lie to you. I'm not.
Okay.
But let's try and see reasons with him, because he has really tried.
Okay.
And I would, it's not by force, so, but I would admonish everyone to just, you know, support him one way or another.
Mm.
He's not perfect, neither are we perfect.
Mm.
So that's just what I have to say. Thank you very much.
Toby, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hi, good evening.
Good evening, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
My name is Taiwo. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, Taiwo. Talk to me.
Good. I would honestly speak to support the last speaker.
Okay.
If we had to judge Tinubu, I'm sorry, Sanwo-Olu, based on what he has done in Lagos, as far as COVID is concerned,
mm-hmm.
in fact, he did very, very well.
Okay.
And to me, he even did better than the federal government.
Mm.
Not only that. Okay, so everybody is saying those political parties that supported, or that are giving their support to Sanwo-Olu, that they are giving their interest to Sanwo-Olu,
mm-hmm.
that they don't have supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is it because it's Sanwo-Olu, that's why we are giving, we want to condemn them or what?
Okay.
What if they're giving the support to the Labour Party candidates? So I still believe Sanwo-Olu stand out among all the contestants, sincerely.
Mm.
So to me, I'm giving my vote to Sanwo-Olu.
Okay.
And I plead to all the Gosha to support Sanwo-Olu and give him a second chance.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, Taiwo. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Biodun, phoning from Isolo.
Biodun, good to have you on the show. Talk to me.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi.
Nice to be talking with you. What my own contribution is this.
Mm.
With Sanwo-Olu, people should not throw away the baby out with the bathwater.
Mm.
It is not a perfect, there's no perfect person.
Mm-hmm.
If people are saying it has been done much, it has done much.
Okay.
But there are areas he needs to concentrate on.
Okay.
For instance, what I know is that in the interland, most areas is working on and around Ikoyi, Victoria Island, and so on, all those elitist areas.
Mm.
It needs to come down to where people are really living.
Mm-hmm.
People living in Igodo, Isolo,
mm-hmm.
Legibo, all those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's done a lot. Nobody can dispute that.
Okay.
And my own thing is that if you're bringing in somebody new now, Lagos will be in slumber for the next 3 years. Be sure that you will have heaps of rubbish on the road before that person can finally settle down. That devil can come in, yes. I'm not saying he cannot come in. And don't, the issue of the Baba Sokpe's, you cannot rule that out. There are some Baba Sokpe's hanging around waiting for him to come in, and you will see a lot of them. Those who are not showing their faces now, they will come in and they will come out and you will see them. That is all I just want people to know. That is my take on it.
All right.
But if you say somebody should come in now, we will be, Lagos will be in slumber for the next 2 years. Before he can find his feet, it's going to take him time. Before he can put his team together, it's going to take him time. Is it the civil service? Lagos is a large place. We can't compare it to any other place. That's what people should know.
Okay.
So that's my take on it. Have a nice day, Sandra.
Thank you so much for calling Biodo 99.3.
Hello. Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm fine. This is Frederick. I'm calling from Amuwadofi.
Frederick from Amuwadofi. Talk to me.
I don't understand why people are saying, let's give the current governor a second term. Because now, do you know what, Sandra? You and I know. These guys know what to do to make Lagos work. That's the truth. What's the way Sanwo-Olu has been campaigning now? Coming to, there's a church in Okota, Zion, trying to now to get the heart of the Southeasterners for votes. Has Sanwo-Olu ever crossed Ojo area before? He do go there via using his shopper. But this time around, he drives in his car. Go to
Old Ojo Road, Satellite Town area. Mm. Go to First Stack. Go to Alaba International. Go to Okoko. Go to Badagry. All those areas are dead zones areas. Let's not be deceived. And it cannot deceive us. The hour has come. We don't shine our eye. Our mumu don't do. Let's not be deceived. Give him a second chance. Look at someone now going to ShopRite, lick ice cream, going to mechanical shop, checking oil. Let you come here and come check my oil gauge too now.
Frederick, thank you for calling. Let's take a look at messages we have on WhatsApp, shall we? If you just tuned in, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. How will Lagos vote on Saturday? On the first half of the show, we told you GRV's plans for his first 100 days in office. And for the second half of the show, we told you that 9 political parties under the banner of the Alliance of Registered Political Parties have endorsed Sanwo-Olu for a second term. They say that Sanwo-Olu has done well with the way he handled COVID, road construction, investment in education, investment in healthcare, empowerment of youth, the environment, public transportation, housing, and tourism. And then GRV says that his first 100 days, he's going to cancel Alpha Beta's contract, save Lagos 5 billion naira every month. He's going to set up a portal where Lagosians can view the cost of every government project. He's promised to tear down all toll gates in Lekki. He said he will erect a monument in his first 100 days to peaceful protesters who were killed at Lekki toll gate. He says that the money he saves from the Alpha Beta contract, he will give it as loans to small businesses. He also says that minimum wage for government workers in Lagos, he will increase that to 60,000 and incentivize private workers to stop casualizing staff. He also said that he will sign an MOU with the road transport unions, develop a retraining and rehabilitation plan and a plan to get Agberos off the roads. He also says that he will invite bids to design and construct 100 kilometers of railways across the state. He also said that he'll launch a scheme to hire 10,000 teachers with first class and 2-1. And in his first 100 days, he'll host a summit to get partnerships to raise the standards of public schools. These are some of the plans that he has for his first 100 days. So two candidates we've talked to so far. At 6 o'clock today, after the news at 6, we're going to be speaking with Funsho Doherty. Funsho Doherty is the candidate for the ADC. I'll have an interview with him right here on your number one station for talk, so don't miss that. But yes, back to WhatsApp now. Simon Peter says, Sandra, the reason most Lagosians want Sanwo-Olu out is because of his principle. Mario from Bagada says, Lagos will be asleep for 2 years, so we should settle for mediocrity. We cannot be making excuses for politicians after voting them in, so we vote them in and we'll beg them to do the job they signed up for. Mario from Bagada, thank you for your message. This one here from Joseph in Ikeja says, we're trying to phase out old people in politics, but GRV is being backed by Bode George, so why are we deceiving ourselves? We have Adekunle from Lekki, who says, very funny how these third-class political parties feel about themselves. They're just after what they can get from Sanwo-Olu. Okay. Ezekiel in Lekki says, let Sanwo-Olu go and start business. We go support him. But for governorship election, now GRV, we go vote. We've got this message here from Mbang in Ikeja. Mbang says, I was just laughing here when you were reading out the reasons ARPP stated as why we are why they're supporting Sanwo-Olu. Is it just this week that they realized he has been working? Like one of your callers said, these parties have no people to vote for them, so they're not going to make any difference. They've been settled already. Let's give GRV a chance. All right, Mbang. We have Osita who says, before I vote Sanwo-Olu, he must tell us who ordered the shooting on 2010-2020. If not, I will never vote for him. All right. And the final thought is from Akinwale Inapapa, who says, there is a proverb that says, the devil you know is better than the angel you don't know. Lagos, let's take a break. After the news, Funsho Doherty on Nigeria Info.